You're listening to Cat Tales. Hi, this is Cat, and welcome to another edition of Cat Tales. This is another one from my analogue vault recorded in 2002, but I wanted to share it with you despite its reduced quality. English singer-songwriter Beth Orton was performing at Leicester's Summer Sunday Weekender, which took place every year at that time, and I caught up with her backstage when a group of journalists joined us. We chatted with her about her performance at the Eden Project, her latest album, and even her collaboration with Johnny Marr. This is the one with Beth Orton.
We did the Eden Project last night in Cornwall, and that was good, that was brilliant. And so tonight, yeah, second one. So you're at the Eden Project, where are you now? Pulp Rum.
Yeah.
Or they were on the day before, weren't they, on Friday? It's all outside, isn't it, in the forest? How did that feel?
Amazing, it was beautiful, really lovely, like all the big domes and things.
Completely different from an indoor gig.
Very different, yeah, but it sort of is. It's a bit in between. It's a gig, but it's a festival, so it's quite
right.
Anyway, but it was good. It was a bit rainy.
Oh no. And what time is it? What time do you?
Tuesday, isn't it?
Okay.
Concrete Sky. But Concrete Sky is a single. It's a collaboration, isn't it, with Ryan Adams and Johnny Marr. So how did that come about?
I met Johnny when I was in America, and it was, we met, I was doing a gig in LA, and he was there, and I was chatting to him, or to this other guy, and Johnny was there, and I didn't know who he was, and we were just talking, about 20 minutes later, and he was like, oh, I was like, what do you do, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's how we met. Anyways, he was lovely, and so we got together in Stockport and up in his studio, and I got back to England, and it was brilliant. And that was the old song that was floating around, and basically I just said, you know, the chorus and the verses and stuff, and he came in and said, I fucking love it. He had all these chords, and he started tightening it up, and it was brilliant. Anyway, we sort of basically finished the song. Sorry, I'm telling a very boring story. And then Ryan came and sang back in vocals, yeah.
So how was that for you then? Was that a nice experience, the different way of working for you?
Yeah, definitely. It was great, actually. It was in lots of ways. Yeah, working with Johnny was different. No, he's just a great person. And amazing guitar player. So, it was great.
So what normally are the main influences for your work then?
People, really. Yeah. Relationships, people, and interacting, communication, stuff like that. And I'm inspired by landscapes as well, things like that.
So a lot of it is drawn on your own experiences?
I think anyone who writes initially maybe from their own experience, and even if it's not, it's from their point of view, so ultimately, it comes back to the person.
I think she said landscape, it's one of the songs, Washington Mountain, isn't it?
Washington, yeah.
I thought of landscapes to be quite good.
Oh, it's very inspirational, they can really be very sort of moving. Any art in any form, I guess, must be like that for you as an artist.
Any trip to, like, you could just go on a little bike ride, can't you? Or you could just go for a walk to the shop sometimes and just get a different head on, and you get, I don't know, something will happen and it'll turn your day or...
Your music is really hard to sort of pin down, but as a female artist, it's just getting pigeonholed by the media. Is that something that annoys you?
Not really. I don't think you're going to get worried about stuff like that. You just got to do what you do and let all that stuff do it. So, I mean, you just got to not worry about it, really.
How would you describe yourself and your music?
Psychedelic folk soul.
What? Psychedelic folk soul?
Yeah, that's
a great title. Good as any. It's quick, it's snappy. Well, maybe you like that, and then at least you're labelled like you like to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like putting that time.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you get nervous beforehand?
Yeah, it's good to get nervous. I think nerves can sort of work for you, really, sometimes, because I don't know, when the date stops when you're thinking about putting up your shelves, really, isn't it?
That's true.
Yeah,
if you go through the motions, then.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's next for you after this?
Go back to London, do Electric Ballroom on Tuesday, and then I'm in England for London for a couple of weeks doing promotion and stuff, and then back to America, and then after America, Europe, and then after Europe, England, Britain.
Wow. You'd be very busy, ladies. You'd be very tired.
That's great.
Thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to seeing you later.
Okay.
You've been listening to Cat Tales. To listen again to this and other tales, go to cattales.co.uk.